Proclamation number 3543 of 9th of September, 1945. Establishing the connection with spiritual realm. No spiritual gifts can be passed on to people who do not establish a spiritual connection with the beings of light of the spiritual kingdom or with people who are direct recipients of spiritual gifts. For they are not to be handed out like material things which are visible and tangible to people, but they are goods which are solely to be addressed as thought material and which therefore can only be transferred through mental transmissions, thus require a person's mental activity in order to be taken possession of. Thus, as soon as the human being directs his thoughts into spiritual territory, he unconsciously makes contact with those forces whose activity consists of influencing thinking. And then spiritual gifts can be received from them. Since this is a prerequisite, the human being acquires spiritual wealth for himself or he remains in spiritual poverty. It is true that spiritual goods can be supplied to the human being through fellow human beings in the form of writings or speeches. But the acceptance of these absolutely requires one's own reflection, thus again a connection with spiritual forces. For word or writing remain dead and therefore without impression if they have not first become spiritual property of the human being through mental activity. And this explains why the word conveyed by God to earth is so little received, because people have no desire for spiritual knowledge and therefore neglect to establish the connection with the spiritual world, because they usually only listen to the word without thinking about it, and thus it falls on their ears completely without impression. And therefore it also remains without effect. It is only a sounding word which does not become spiritual property. It is no spiritual strength as long as it is only heard with the ear and not with the heart because the human being's intellect does not process it. Thus it is a spiritual gift which is not recognized as such and therefore remains ineffective. Yet God respects the human being's free will and does not force him to accept his gift, which, however, would be the case if it also became effective in him without the human being himself testifying to his will to receive the spiritual gift through reflection. God leaves him free will, he leaves it up to him how he wants to utilize the gift of grace, which only then brings him spiritual wealth if he himself establishes the connection with knowing forces which instruct him in truth. Only then will he recognize their value, even though they are not earthly visible or tangible, and then they will have a beneficial effect on him. He will recognize them as a divine gift which brings him spiritual maturity and he will try to become worthy of them through a God-pleasing way of life. Amen.